Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, come on.
Some of us are happier than others on this day of love, but I'm going to say it. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'll say it too. Happy Valentine's Day.
It's a special day.
You love Valentine's Day.
I really do. I've always liked it since I was a kid. My parents always got me a little treat. It was something to look forward to. In fact, I'm actually staring at my watch now, wondering if something will be delivered by them.
Oh, come on. My father always brings me those little, like, CVS boxes of chocolates and, like, some stuffed animal that I feel too bad and sentimental to throw out. So I have to find, like, a place in the corner somewhere to just hide them and, you know, not get rid of. The only person I've ever had as a Valentine is my father. Literally. I mean, I think I had a boyfriend for a few years. I blocked that out.
I was gonna say, you must have.
Yeah. But really, I've never had, like, a special Valentine's
Day.
But
your dad is special. He is. I think that that's really special.
Yeah. That's the reason I never hated this holiday as much as, I mean, this year's been a little rough. I don't know what it is. Maybe because we're on the cusp of 30. Who
knows? I was going to say the older we get. Now, see, this is why you should have dogs and not cats. Because when you get these little stuffed animals, that could have been a toy for your
dog.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say because it's much sadder the older you get to have multiple cats than it is to have multiple dogs.
Yeah, so. We know how I feel about cats, so.
Yeah, well, mine are the best and they're all I have right now, so watch your tongue.
So today is Valentine's Day, special day, but to us, we feel like Valentine's Day should have been over 3 weeks ago mm-hmm. because we here at our jobs have been planning for it ahead of time for weeks. And then actually last week, Lisa and I were on set in the studio for our Valentine's Day satellite media tour.
That's right.
Lisa was food styling for us, which was super fun, and I was the talent, so we got to work together.
Which we love to do, and yeah. You know, don't get to do at the studio as much as we get to do here in the office. So Justine was telling everybody some great Valentine's Day tips. There were some recipes, so I prepared the recipes for Nutella, which everybody knows is phenomenal.
So delicious. If you haven't seen the photos yet, they're on Instagram, plus_media. You can see all of these great recipes that Lisa prepared using Nutella, and they're so easy that I think even just looking at the picture, you'll understand how to make them yourselves.
Yeah, fruit kebabs, things for breakfast, breakfast in bed, some romantic things for Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day gets to spread out throughout this weekend, which is actually cool for couples that it falls on a Friday. You know, you get to have a date night tonight, do things. So check those out and make some heart Nutella pancakes and smiley faces for when they wake up tomorrow morning. So that
certainly easy enough to do. I think I can even do that. I might actually, after work today, go pick up some stuff at the grocery store and stuff to make mimosas for tomorrow.
That'll be nice. Yeah. And you can make pancakes. Anybody can make pancakes.
I can even,
won't be as beautifully, you know, picturesque as my pancakes because I'm a trained professional.
I want
but they'll taste good.
I want that waffle you made.
Oh, that waffle
so Sanders. So what exactly was that for everybody?
So you can use Bisquick to make pancakes or waffles. It's just a little bit different. Depending on, you know, how much milk and whatever. So you make the batter for the waffles.
Mm-hmm.
You have waffle iron. Couldn't be easier. You start in the middle. That's important. You don't want to start on the end. So you start in the middle of the waffle maker. And then you just don't fill it too much. Close it down. It beeps when it's done. And then we took Nutella, strawberries, blueberries, bananas.
Yum.
And made it into like a folded sandwich. So.
Yum.
Yeah, it was really, really cool and so easy. So that was a fun thing for us to do.
Yeah, it was just a really nice day on set. We decorated it really nicely. We had all the food there smelling really good and it was just a really fun day.
But that was 100 years ago, it feels like. So for us, that was the end of Valentine's Day. So that was it. In our jobs, we're always looking ahead. So time flashes literally before our eyes. So when everyone else is thinking about back to school in September, we're already on Christmas.
Oh, forget it.
So imagine Valentine's Day that it's way over. And you know what? I can't wait till it's over. I don't like just how it makes everybody else feel. And, you know, all the single girls are getting, you know, kind of, you know, you're like calling everybody, make sure they haven't jumped off a bridge.
Yeah.
My mother called me this morning, like, how you doing?
You all right?
All right.
How's your day?
I'm like, yeah, no, I'm fine. There's no noose around my neck. I'm fine. And you know what I like to do? This is going to sound weird. I was telling Mamu this morning on the train. I'm one of those, I think it's because I've always been like kind of a dramatic movie loving, TV loving. Like, I love that drama.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I kind of like to make myself miserable.
Yeah.
It's a weird, very cathartic thing. So, like, Valentine's Day, I embrace it. I'm like, you know what? I embrace, like, this single thing and listen to if anyone saw my, I would rather people read my diary or see me naked right now than to look at my Spotify playlist. It is, I call it the kill yourself mix. I mean, it is brutal. And I just laid in bed last night and I just listened to it and I just kind of wallowed. But then there would be some songs that pumped you up. And it's like, you know what? You're not good for me.
Empowering.
And I'm not. So I like to kind of play with my emotions there and up and down. I feel great this morning. I feel a great, like, release.
No, okay. I get it. First of all, at this age, can you remember the last time you cried?
Over something kind of trivial like that? Absolutely not.
So when you
over
do.
Over a guy? Absolutely not.
When you do, when you really have a good cry, I'm sorry, you feel good.
You do.
I mean, after that headache goes away, you feel good. And I used to be the exact same way. I used to kind of secretly like, I think, to like watch sad movies and cry at them and
it is. It's like some sort of weird release to it. Like
I still like that.
You need it every now and then because you stay so like strong. And I never worry about, honest to God, like for the most part, 90% of the time, I don't really worry about being single. I've seen more unhappy couples and marriages and things like that break up than I've seen like unhappy single people. So I'm really in no rush. Yeah. I don't want to get divorced. I don't want any of that. But for the most part, I'm pretty well adjusted being single. I like it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great. But some days you just need to really just a pity party. And that's what I did. And it feels kind of great. I kind of felt like the heroine of my own romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And it gave me the hope that, you know what? There's a meet cute just around the corner. I'm going to trip over this iceberg and fall right into Bruce Willis's arms. So,
well, actually, that. Lisa, that's really good of you to say because there probably is a meet cute in your future soon with one of your maybe okay Cupid admirers.
Anyone who knows anything about my OkCupid knows that that's a definite impossibility because I am messaged by, I mean, the miscreants of society. And I'm not a picky gal, you know, but I have certain standards and that's going to lead us into what's going to probably be one of my favorite, possibly recurring segments.
I can't wait.
This is an ongoing thing. Anyone who is on any sort of dating site knows that there's some really great things about it. You know, it's a great way to meet people in this day and age.
There's
some really horrible things about it, and that is the messages. You remember, you've been on it before.
It always amazed me how open people feel to just say whatever the hell they want to say.
Because they're hiding behind a computer.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I do appreciate someone who's forward and tries to take a chance, but sometimes it's just a little too aggressive, strange, out there. Yeah, I got a ton of those messages. I wish I would have saved them, actually.
And I don't care how this makes me sound because, you know, we're all friends here and I'm going to be honest. I get depressed sometimes at the caliber of guy that thinks that they can message me.
Yeah.
It's terrible for your self-esteem to see somebody like, oh my God, in what world? And not because of a purely looks thing, but just because of,
You should try to look at it this way, which sometimes I tried to look at it as when you have a ton of messages, when you open your inbox and they're all saying how beautiful you are, how lovely you seem, how funny you seem.
You'll see shortly that doesn't happen to me when we get to the game. Go ahead.
I thought that was an ego boost, even if I did look at the guy and think absolutely never in a million years, but it would be a nice ego boost.
It's nice, but when there's not even one decent one peppered in out of literally my inbox is 99% full of zero possibilities. So it's a little bit of a both. It's also kind of an ego downer.
Anybody and their mother now can be on that site because it's free. It's still free, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like okay, weirdo.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
But one of the better free ones now that I've just joined and has been not successful either, Hinge. We were talking about Hinge. So Hinge is like the new thing in internet app dating. What it does is it connects you with Facebook friends of your friends.
Okay.
So for example, I would be matched with a bunch of guys that are your friend, just because you and I are Facebook friends.
Right.
They would be. So what there is like this connecting thread or a hinge between the two people.
That's kind of smart though, because then they're not a complete stranger. You have somebody you could go to, hey, Justine is this person, an axe murderer.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But the downfall of something like is because you know the people that your friends might know, you could have a situation like I've had this week, which is, Justine, I was matched with an ex of yours.
Oh, yeah?
Someone that you dated. You might remember I had a little endearing nickname for him.
Oh, no.
I called him the grandma stealer.
Yeah, because he looks like he would steal from your grandmother or steal your grandma.
Yeah.
Stealer.
So he was pretty terrifying. Yeah. And, you know, when you just look at him, you're like, oh, okay, sure, yeah, maybe. And
was it just like a face shot?
It's just a face shot.
He is cute.
Yeah, and then there's a first name, last, first name and initial. It also happened to two of my girlfriends this week. They were matched with my ex-boyfriend. So
that's kind of crazy.
To the untrained eye, you know, it seems kind of harmless. Oh, look at this guy. He's cute. I'm just dreading the day when we get matched up with each other and I say no. And
well, yes. You're welcome, yeah. Because if I didn't date him, you might have said yes, and then you would have been dating the grandma stealer.
You're right. Thank you for doing that legwork for me. I really appreciate it. So bottom line is, if anyone of you guys who are listening is my Facebook friend, I put out a plea today that you all need to join Hinge, because I only have 6 friends on Hinge, so my matches are basically limited. Non-existent, very limited,
yeah.
And nobody's liked me yet, and I've liked like 40 people, so I'm having a rough
week.
We'll
get there.
It's been a rough week.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Well, that is really funny. This is a small world. It is getting smaller.
It's getting too small. Very, very small. So anyway.
So this brings us into then what I think everybody will be really excited about. We're going to play a little OK Cupid game, Lisa.
All right.
We're going to play a game. Mamu here is going to read to me some messages that you have received from OK Cupid. Some of them are true, real messages you have received, and some of them we have made up. Well, I haven't made up, but they have made up. And I'm going to need to guess which are real and which ones are not real.
Are there any stakes in this game?
Yes, of course. I have thought of a great one, which is if I win, meaning I get more correct than incorrect, I will get to pick one of these men and you will have to go out with them on a date.
I don't know why I would agree. I'm not even getting paid for this podcast, and I am agreeing to do this.
I think it's really great, a great social experiment. Listen, Lisa, what are you going to lose here? One, if it's horrific, you have a great story to follow up
and
tell
everybody.
I live my
life for a good story. That's why I'm still on it.
And you never know. What if this ends up being the one?
I think you'll quickly realize when you hear these real-life
messages.
You
never know. Never know.
That if he is the one, then I don't know
what Lisa, to say. We all end up with people that we didn't think we would end up with, okay? So let's give it a try.
All right, I'm very excited. What a very clever weekly wager of you, Justine.
I pretty much win either way, so I love this game.
Oh,
all right.
God. All right, Mamu, take it
are
away.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Can
hi,
we hear
everyone.
Mamu from here?
Yeah, here. Say hi, Mamu.
Hi, Mamu.
Mamu's like our Gelman.
Yes. Gelman, but much better looking.
Okay.
Okay. So, Justine, are you ready? Do I need to review the rules?
Let's
basically,
do this.
Basically, what you have to do is see what I'll read a message to you, and
mm-hmm.
you have to say whether it is real or it's a fake message.
Okay.
All right, so let's start with...
This is like PTSD for me. Like, this is like taking me back to a very scary place.
I'm really excited.
Okay. Let's start with the first one.
Okay.
I've been looking for you everywhere. Where you've been hiding all this time? You have an interesting and unique profile. I liked it. On the other hand, you have pretty eyes. So here, what's going to happen?
Oh, wow. Great grammar.
Yeah. You will pack your things from here. Then you will send me your number so we can text. After that, you will close this account. And then he put in a little emoticon smiley face.
Holy cowabunga. I'm going to say real, because I hope that this was real.
Yes.
Of course it was.
Yes, it oh
yes,
my God.
If I read anything fake, real. You know the grammar is going to be impeccable. And Mamu, good job reading it exactly as it's written on the page.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very important, because you need to really
yeah.
see.
I want to hear how they formulate a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, that's real. That's a real person. That,
well,
that's a first
Lisa,
message.
He likes your eyes. He thinks you have a very unique
profile.
Wait,
but profile. It's on the other hand, he likes my eyes. So, you know, that's
I was like, waiting for the downside. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So, I think you're great. On the other hand, I like your eyes.
I really like those
eyes.
All
right, next.
All right, next one is, and this is actually it's one of my favorites on here. Yikes, fatty.
sweet. Is there anything else in that message, like hello or love?
Nope. Jacob. It's just yikes, fatty.
Okay.
All in capital letters, yeah, too.
Is there an exclamation point?
Nope. Okay. Just yikes.
I couldn't say yes because it's just so hilarious.
Of course it's real. Yikes, fatty. Let me preface this with, that's all I got. And this SOB, yeah, sure, in real life, but my pictures don't show me being fat. They have no idea. They learned that on date number
one. I'm choking.
Yeah, yikes, fatty is real. He quickly deleted his account after that because he knew I was going to have a private investigator on his case to find out where he came from.
You know, that is hilarious, but also mean.
Yeah, that takes balls, let me tell you.
Did you write back?
No, I think I just called everyone I knew and let them know what happened, secretly cried and pretended like I didn't
care. I was going to say, you have a really good attitude. I probably would have cried.
Yeah. Only because I knew that he didn't really know that I was fat. Because there is nothing on my OkCupid besides, I probably talk about food in every category of questions. But picture-wise, you know, through all those MySpace angles, I'm no fool.
Yeah. I don't want You know how to pose.
Yeah, and you got to false advertise a little bit. I mean, you got to get the foot in the door.
Sure.
All right. Next one. While I silently cry here quietly. Right.
This is amazing. Okay.
All right. The next one. Hi, Dash. You look like you've had your heart broken a few times. Let me be the one to fix it. Aww. I'm smart, funny, and real. Realer than real. Also, what are your thoughts on Thai food? Big fan of curry.
Well, I'm going to preface with, this sounds like a normal person. So I'm going to say fake because they sound normal.
You are correct.
I do love Thai food, Mamu. I would go out with you. Oh, yeah. Just so everyone knows, Mamu is my same-sex incestual Valentine.
Yes.
We are cousins and we're going on a date tonight. So yes, yes. She knows what I like.
Apparently. A woman and a cousin. Yes. Wow.
That's it.
All right.
You know how I do.
This is really bringing back memories, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
You're right, like so, having like so what far, I was having.
Flashbacks.
Yeah.
So far, Justine, you've had one, two.
I am. Three for three. I've got them all.
Three. Yeah. Very good. All right.
Wow.
All
okay.
right. Next one. You perform magic in pictures. Since you are a masterpiece, do you have a favorite piece of art? The Sanctuary of Hercules by Arnold Bachlin is on the top of my list. Keep having fun.
You know exactly. Come on.
I mean, I'm going to say nothing would surprise me at this point, but fake?
No, it was real.
Wow. You look like a painting.
I'm a masterpiece. And
That's nice. That's very nice.
And keep having fun. And you know what? I have been. It's been great.
I like him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw the picture. You'd have it sing a different
I wish that I was seeing pictures with this.
I wanted to keep the anonymity of these poor souls. I mean, no one deserves to be publicly shamed for just trying to find
Well, they will love. Be after you go on the date with them. All right, let's keep this going.
Okay. Hey, what is the most unusual sock combination that you have worn? That's the message. Do you need me to read it again?
Hey, she got it.
What is the most unusual sock combination you have worn?
I'm going to say fake.
No, that is real.
You know, these people are probably just following the rules that if you Google, like, how to have the best profile, basically, how to interact on these sites, they always tell you that you should ask unique, different questions. So I think that that's what they're trying to do here.
He couldn't, like, start with bra size? I mean, I would give him more props for that. We're going to talk about my socks?
Maybe he's trying to be a gentleman. I don't know.
Truth be told, my socks literally never match.
Mine either. Ever.
So maybe he is my soulmate. He knows that just from looking at me. It's like, that girl does not have matching
socks. I don't even roll them up together anymore because they never match. So I just throw them all into my drawer. Drives Dan nuts.
Yeah, I can't.
And
I can't.
Holes in most of the socks.
That's why I end up just having one mismatch because as soon as I get a hole, I'll take it off my foot and throw it out, like out the window.
Anyway.
All right, the next one. I am not a creepy sexual deviant. Now hit me up.
Fake.
No, that's real too.
That's real.
I'm not going nowhere with these boys.
Damn it! You might have to just for the sake of this podcast, just to give everybody a story.
I mean, we can do something where I have to go on a date. That would be nice. It's been like 2 years since I've been on a date.
No, it hasn't. About. When you were trying Match a few months ago, you went on a few dates.
Oh.
Yeah. Trying like three.
Two.
Yeah, two. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Keep and that's going. All.
But when we're done with this, we'll get into that whole situation, too, about dating and some of the things with that. Let's finish the game. Let me win this game first.
God, I was on such a roll, and then I'm doubting myself.
I feel like you're going to get this one.
All right.
Let's get a good one. All right, I like this one. You wouldn't happen to be looking for a sophisticated, charismatic, chivalrous?
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent, viral young buck in his peak.
Viral?
Yeah.
Viral?
I don't want a viral young man. I'm sorry, keep going.
This is what I propose we do. I say we meet in a cordial setting where we exchange pleasantries and hoist drinks until one of two things occur. Either we completely hate each other and part our separate ways.
Yeah, that's the one.
Or we like each other enough that we continue drinking to the point where our inhibitions are lessened and we aren't responsible for any bad decisions that may occur. What do you say?
I'm going to say true because I hope it is true. Is it?
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, this viral young man wants me to get drunk and make
vital?
He might have been virile.
Sure.
Or maybe Mahmood is illiterate and can't read. I can't see, but I'm not going to look. So
now,
we're
when
let
you
it.
Get these, do you answer?
No, of course not.
Okay, you no. just read them. And
Justine, do you hear the magnitude and
well,
the
multitude? Well, I mean, even to say, sorry, not interested.
No, do you think, ain't nobody got time for that?
Right, yeah, okay.
I'd be sitting here all day just trying. Right. I don't get paid to be, you know, somebody's psychologist and say, hey.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did have an idea for a business that maybe I shouldn't share because someone's going to steal it. But you know what? Like I said, we're all friends here. I wanted to be somebody's, like, match guru. So, for example, guys decide that they want to go on one of these dating sites, but they don't know what the hell to do. Like, you can Google whatever you want, and they'll tell you to ask people what their favorite sock combination is, and that's all well and good. But to have, like, a girl like me who's, like, totally just, I mean, let's
to know, help
I'm,
make
I'm
your
a
profile.
I'm a B word, you know, I'll tell you like it is. And I really want to go through these things and say, you need to change this, you should change that, this is how you should ask. And then they should, like, take me on practice dates. So I would basically be, you know, paying myself in free meals, and I'd be doing a good service to the men of New York.
So you're going to be like the female Hitch.
I never saw Hitch, but yeah, if that's the concept of Hitch, then yes.
Yeah, and I love Will Smith.
I can
so.
Be Hitch.
I think that's actually... Because a really cool service.
Honest to God, when I sit around with my girlfriends, where everybody's on online, if you live in the Manhattan area, everyone's on some sort of online dating site. Whether or not you're active in it, you're on it. You know, I still have my OkCupid, but I don't use it. You know, I did Match It at all that. We spend a good amount of our time sitting around talking about these guys and, like, what they're doing wrong. Like, if you would have just said XYZ, I probably would have given you a shot, you know? So I think that that's a viable business to, like, not be a matchmaker.
Online dating consultant.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I think that I could do
I
well
would
with
definitely
that.
Join you in that business. Because as you know, I did a ton of segments this past September for National Singles Week.
That's right.
And
tomorrow's Singles Awareness Day, which I'm aware every day that I'm single.
And I talked
to be honest,
a ton about your online dating profile and what to do, what not to do, how to make your profile appealing to people.
I could be a professional profile maker. I feel like I'm good with the words, you know. And
you're witty. People should pay you to make their profile.
They should. They should pay me for a lot of things, but that's one
of them. Well, anyway, if anyone's listening out there, we are now going to accept applicants to applications, rather, to be your online dating specialist.
Because, as they say, those who can't do teach. So I can't get myself a date, so I'll get you one. You're all welcome.
Good to me. All right, let's wrap up this game, man.
All right, let's see. We have a couple more to go. Justine, so far, you've got 3 wrong and 4 right.
Oh, damn, this is close.
Yes, it's close. I didn't realize.
All right, next one. Looks like you should delete your profile for good because no one wants to see it.
I'm going to say fake.
Very good.
Aww.
Yet that wasn't the same vein of the yikes fatty.
Yeah.
Could have been the same guy.
Could have been the same guy. I wouldn't know because he was anonymous and then deleted his profile because he's
a
pansy.
Weird.
let's see. Oh, this is a good one. hey, lady, so now that I violated my own morals and joined an online dating site, I figured now would be a good time to try and woo you. I promise nothing but pictures of Tiffany diamonds and lots of e-roses. Now, don't get too excited. I mean, I know you're head over heels in love with the idea. With idea. No, though.
First of all, let's clarify something. He's going to send you pictures of Tiffany diamonds and roses, but not the real thing. Just pictures of them.
Yep. Yep.
That has to be real because that's just too good to be true. What? Why would you want that?
Every girl wants e-roses and pictures of Tiffany's diamonds.
Wow.
Pictures of Tiffany's diamonds out there. Girl's best friend.
If you're going to make promises of things you're going to give a girl, at least be one of those guys who's using his money because you don't have anything else to actually give those physical gifts.
Yeah.
If not, no, we don't want an e-picture.
Listen,
we're good.
Brother, I could do a pizza and a beer and be happy.
Right.
Don't promise me pictures.
He probably thought he was being funny.
He did. You can tell from a lot of these, they think they're being really witty and charming. But, read it back to yourself before you hit send.
No. Well, send it to
read it out loud. That's a good tip. Read it out loud.
And obsess over it because I do that. Look at it 100 times.
Right.
Imagine every certain way.
All right. Let's do this last one here.
Okay.
Hi, I'm John. May I attempt to intrigue you? To open your mind to a new realm, a new experience. Something so exciting, you must beware. It could easily become addicting. Admit you're a little curious and allow me to speak again. Please.
Oh my God. Well, just in the same vein of everything else being so ridiculous has been true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is my life, folks. I know everyone's getting their jollies off this, but this is sitting in front of my computer on a daily basis, just sifting through this.
If for nothing else, I would just use this as like comic relief.
Oh, this is all in my stand-up. This would be a reading from my OKC that
totally.
I would do on the stage.
We will bring this back. We will just make this a segment we do from now on, once a week, maybe a little OK Cupid excerpt of the week. One a week.
There was one that I got recently that was my favorite. If anyone knows these sites, they're messages, but they can quote unquote see you're online. And technically, I'm always online because I have the app. So they think that I'm sitting there, waiting for someone to message me on my OK Cupid, which, sometimes I am, but usually I'm not. And this one guy was like, hey, what's up? Say hi. Damn, we could have had fun. Like, it all in instant, and I didn't see any of it until after he had, insulted me.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I just couldn't get over it.
This is making me remember, what was exactly were the details that time when I was on OkCupid and somebody was messaging me, and somehow I gave them, my GChat because his picture was really gorgeous. So I was like, okay, this is enough for me. But I was convinced he was a robot.
Yeah, he was a robot.
But I still don't know if he was a robot or not.
It could have been a spamming robot. Yeah. And then one of my college exes, who I hadn't talked to in forever, around that same time, remember Joey? He started IMing me, IMing me, when we used to use AIM for work.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. It felt like a robot or
because they would ask
the
same questions a lot, but yet I wasn't fully convinced because then I'd be like,
interacting.
Is this real?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm still convinced that guy was a robot. And whoever they're using as a stock photo for that robot is hot.
Good work.
Really hot.
Good work.
Thanks.
Well, Justine, you won the game.
Of course.
I won the game.
So,
what is Lisa's weekly wager?
She's going to have to go out with one of these guys. Basically, you could give me access to your OkCupid, and I will choose one. I won't choose the worst possible one.
My safety is at stake here.
I'm actually going to see if I could find one that I legitimately like.
Okay.
But you're going to give me access, and I'm going to pick. Obviously, we will have you okay it to make sure you're not totally feeling like this is someone's going to kill you.
Yeah, safety
first. And then you're going to go out with them. Or at least start initiating conversation. We'll see how it goes.
Listen, I'm a good sport. I ain't scared of none. So
either Lisa will be reporting back on the state, or at least we can read off their messaging conversation. Oh, something. Yeah.
There's something here. I'm great. Sure it'll be something. Excellent. Great.
And this was not rigged, by the way.
No, this was all a very legit. You can talk to the gaming committee. This was on the up and up.
That was awesome.
And I will do this because I'm committed to my to my promises that I make. So we'll do that. And hopefully, I'm not even going to say I'll definitely get a free meal out of it because I have been on a date where I had to pay. The guy was taking change out of his pocket and trying to sprinkle it on the check. And I said, listen, Sonny, I got it.
He's only 24. I went on an OkCupid date too where he picked the place. He was the one who's like, let's get another, drinks. And then in the end was like, okay, so we'll split it. I think because he saw the bill and it was much more than he had thought. But you picked this place. You were the one who kept ordering more sake.
Yeah, research. What? Yeah. Put on your credit card to save face. I mean, that's worth
it. If you don't have any money, take me to the dollar beer place and let's go do dollar beers. Yeah. And after the first two, tell me that I can't have any more.
Yeah.
Ay. All right.
So many things that you think are just common sense doesn't end up being. So, yeah. I paid for a wrap. And so, but in that same vein, so I went on those two. You reminded me of this. And I totally forgot. I just blocked it out. I went on two dates. So I feel like these dating sites, and some of you might agree, they bombard you in the beginning to, like, make you like it and make you stay. I got all of these matches. In the first week, I had, like, four guys that I was, like, messaging with. Two of them I ended up going out with. One of them ended up being a psychopath. Remember sending me pictures and costumes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, God. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. So. Two of them I went out with. The one guy was nice. Not really my type. We went out. I thought this guy hated me. Like, we just were so incompatible. We're sitting having wine, and we're just, like, not arguing, but just disagreeing on, like, things about life. You know, he was super serious. He worked for a bank. You know, I do this, you know, Mickey Mouse job. And, you know, it was just a very – I just, like, couldn't – not terrible, but I just, like, couldn't wait to leave. I'm like, this is awkward. He hates me. Like, this guy hates me.
Mm-hmm.
So we leave. We walk to the subway together. I ended up going out with somebody else. I'm one of my friends. And was telling everybody that this guy couldn't stand me. I get a phone call, not even a text message. I mean, this guy had etiquette.
That's really nice.
A phone call with a voicemail. Who even leaves voicemails anymore?
Nobody.
Nobody under the age of 27 leaves voicemails anymore. It's something with, like, our guys older than us. They call, they leave voicemails. Anyway, asking me out to dinner. Now, I felt bad, but I have done it a couple different ways. I've said I'm not interested. I feel like the best thing sometimes is just not responding. If he would have called me again or, like, tried again, I probably would have said, hey, you know, I'm not interested. But I did. I just kind of ghosted him out for that. Because sometimes you don't want to hear, like, I'm not interested. Sometimes it's enough to just be like, oh, I just never heard from her again.
I mean,
you
know? I think they pretty much assume from that.
Exactly. Because I've actually read up on this a couple different times. And this will bring us to what else I want to talk about, too, about technology and dating. But it's such a weird thing with text message, email, GChat, phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many ways to get in contact with somebody, and you always have your phone on you. So it's not – you don't have the excuse anymore of when we were younger, like, oh, I wasn't home, you know, or you didn't leave a message because your phone was in this one
you
spot.
You know when somebody's trying to get in touch with you now, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. So this constant contact, it's just a weird thing with breakups. So I've been reading about – I think it's called ghosting – is that they were talking about?
How disappearing.
These girls will go out with these guys, sometimes multiple times,
mm-hmm.
and they will just, like, drop off the face of the
earth. That used to happen to me. Not all the time, but it happened a lot.
Yeah.
And, like you just said, if there's not chemistry and whatever, you're not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think you're getting along with somebody and you've gone out with them multiple times and then you just disappear.
That's not right. A couple times,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So that was the one guy who I thought hated me and ended up wanting to go out with me again. This other guy, we had this awesome date. He worked in the same industry as me. We had a ton in common. I mean, he was kind of like a fanboy, but, like, in, like, an endearing way, and liked Buffy. He loved that I liked Buffy. We went out with some beers. He went to, like, kiss me on the cheek at the end, like, when we were, you know, after a few beers, and he was putting me into a cab. He's like, oh, that was kind of pathetic. And then he, like, kissed me on the lips. I'm like, all right. I'm like, this guy was okay.
Good.
I said, this was fine. I'll probably go out with him again. You know, it was one of those mm-hmm. things. I wasn't sure. I'm always very guarded and a little bit awkward on first dates, as I'm sure everybody is. And I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll give this chump another shot. Never heard from him again. And I could not believe it. This is the one that I thought went swimmingly well, and I was going to do him the, you know what I mean, the second chance thing. He was not interested, and the other guy was.
Well, a lot of the times, so you hear from guys, friends of yours, who give you a little insight, that they say that that is because they're seeing other people mm-hmm. and something else probably panned out that yeah. they wanted more yeah. and that's what they went with. But like, what?
That's, I mean, and that's okay. It's just so funny that my barometer of liking me or not liking me was so off with those two guys. Usually you think you can tell.
Sometimes you can't. I mean, I know you and I both have had the same scenario where, I mean, obviously I haven't gone out with this guy in a few years now, but there was a guy that sometimes we would hook up, sometimes we wouldn't. We would see each other, and he would always come back, always want to go out to lunch, yeah. always want to go to dinner, to something, something.
But that's my MO. That's my whole life.
But yeah. didn't ever really take it to the next level. Yeah. And it's like, why are you even calling me to go to lunch anymore? Why do you keep spending your money on me if you're not going to do anything
exactly. about it? And I don't know if it's something like a self-conscious thing or like not knowing where you stand, because that happens to me all the time. Guys will like that I've known in the past come out of the woodwork, take me to the movies, take me for drinks, like go out and not getting anything in return. And it's kind of like, we're not friends. I mean, we're friends. That's great. But I don't need any more friends. You know what I mean?
You don't go on a date with a friend.
Yeah. I mean,
if you know who your friends are.
Yeah. So that's always a very weird. And then I don't want to be too forward or too, you know, presumptuous that, oh, you've got to like me if you're calling me. The worst thing would be like going in for a kiss, like, oh, whoa, like, what are you doing? Yeah.
But sometimes I think the best thing with those scenarios now, being able to look back on them, cutting it off.
Yeah.
Just cutting it off. It's not going anywhere. You're clearly not friends because you must have some sort of an interest in them. Cut it off. Just let it
go. That's good advice.
Whoever's doing that right now, I'm not saying this from a high standpoint. I'm saying it because it happened to me enough times. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth my time, my energy, my analyzing it for 20 hours.
Yeah.
Just cut it off. And I'm telling you, once I finally did that, I felt really good. He tried not to let me do it, but initially I had to be really mean at the end and just be like, enough is enough.
And I've always said this whenever I talk with my girlfriends about these things. You want somebody who wants to put in the effort and who wants to take things to the next mm-hmm. level, that they can't wait to like see you and call you. And it mm-hmm. sounds so corny and like cliche because everyone always says it.
But it's true.
It's so true, because if a guy wants it enough, like they will pursue you. They will call you. Like they will make that happen. Mm-hmm. And you need to wait for that. And anyone who doesn't do that, you're just not right for them. And that's okay. I know guys who have dated girls for like 10 years and never got engaged. You know, they were just kind of like riding this wave. They break up, they're engaged to somebody 6 months later because that was the one. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it's kind of that when you know, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's different circumstances for things like that. And, you know, I just think that that's the best advice, is to just not settle for anything lukewarm.
I agree. So then, since we're talking about, you know, relationships and all this, Valentine's Day, of course, makes us think about it. We should answer some questions.
Yeah, a bunch of people sent some questions to us and stories as well.
So we put it out there on social media. Send in your questions, comments to us, and a bunch of you sent in. Thank you. So Mare's going to read some of them, and Lisa and I'll give our kind of condensed opinions on the topic.
I mean, we're not relationship experts in the trained sense, not but at any all. Girl our age who has dated it as much as we have definitely has some opinions and that you guys might find
helpful. And Lisa and I are similar. You guys have obviously seen that, but we do have different opinions on things as well. So let's see.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
I like this question. This one is it okay for a woman to plan Valentine's Day? How do you guys feel about that?
You know, a funny timing of this question, because I've been hearing this a lot. A lot of my girlfriends now are dating or engaged or married. I mean, it's kind of ranges in the spectrum. And I've been hearing a bunch of them complaining in this last week about, you know, I had to pick up the phone and plan it because he was slacking and wasn't doing it. I have another friend who they're not really doing anything tonight because she was like, I'm not planning my own Valentine's Day. She's like, I don't have a problem not doing anything, but I don't want to be the one to plan it. Okay, on the other end of the spectrum, Dan and I tonight. Dan took the initiative to call a restaurant. I don't know what it is, so it's kind of a surprise. He thinks I'm going to really like it, and he made it. Yeah. We're not going to have this over-the-top, you know, horse and carriage ride, mm-hmm. you know, champagne-popping evening tonight. But he made a reservation somewhere. We're going to go, and we're going to have a nice time. I didn't force that upon him. I didn't tell him he had to do that. He wanted to, and so he did it. I would have been more than happy to plan our day. I think whoever wants to plan it can plan it. But unfortunately, there are a lot of women who are waiting for the guy to do it. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think it's because we as women are always so emotional. We're always so, I love you. I do this for you. I do that for you. And one day a year, they kind of want to see that reciprocated. I don't think that that's such a bad thing.
I think that Dan was a perfect example. It doesn't take that much. He made a reservation at a restaurant that he thinks she would like. That's enough.
That's
you know what I mean? It doesn't take... I mean, some women are impossible to please, and I know that.
Yes.
And we're not like that.
And we're not talking about those women. I mean, all the friends I'm referencing here, very down-to-earth, relatable girls, they do a lot for their men on a day-to-day basis, and they want this...
One day for them to do something nice.
That's all.
Couples have... anniversaries and they have Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're in the kind of traditional relationship where the guy does take that role of like, you know, your caretaker protector, why not just make a reservation? Like, I don't see what's so hard about that. But at the same time, we're all responsible for our own happiness. So if you're a woman and you have this great idea and you know what you want to do,
then do it.
Your boyfriend or husband would be so relieved to have you just say, hey, hon, why don't we do a blah, blah, blah today? Great. And then, I mean, it's a nice thing because a relationship's a partnership. So you can't always be relying on him to do everything. Sometimes you have to do something nice for him. I think it really
depends
varies.
Depends on what your relationship is.
But I don't
like.
Think we're in the society now where a girl needs to sit around and wait for
no.
a guy to make all the plans and pay for everything, too. I think it depends on the relationship.
And that's another good point about paying. You know, when it comes to do you get a gift and all this, I think that depends on the circumstance. I mean, this year for Dan and I, we just got engaged, so I obviously am not expecting any type of a gift. I don't normally expect one anyway because I don't think it's that type of a holiday, but I definitely don't expect one this year. He's probably going to pay for our dinner, so I am going to get him something.
Yeah,
he doesn't
that's
think
nice.
I'm getting him anything. He doesn't want anything from me, but... you're going to take us to this lovely meal. I'm sure it's going to be, I want to get you something. And again, that's just for the sentimental. It's not going to be anything big. I care about you. This is just a token to show that.
And it's not a tit for tat thing where you're trying to be like, I got you something, so where's my gift? That I don't like. I feel like you should always give because you want to give and not because you expect something in return. And that's with any
holiday. Supposed to be about the sentiment. There are women who are like, where is my big grandiose gift and plans for today? And that's just... that's just not right.
And they are usually a nightmare and see the next day.
Yeah, and their boyfriends don't like them anyway, so that's why they're not getting anything.
Yeah, so I think we covered that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good question.
Let's see. What were you okay with 5 years ago that you wouldn't be okay with today?
Everything?
I think that's a good question.
It is.
Great question.
Relationships, in terms of dating, just generally.
That's a great question. And hopefully everybody's answer who's around our age, this late 20s, early 30s, hopefully your answer is a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, God, I guess it would probably be expressing of like the emotion and like putting the, I don't want to say label because I don't think labels are necessarily necessary, but this is a really good question.
And I think a really good question for you because you are out there and you're dating. So what would you want and not want?
I remember kind of, and this may be a little bit more than 5 years ago, but probably around 5 years ago, I was kind of the type to arrange my schedule or arrange like what my plans were to be on the hopes that who I was seeing was going to be around. I feel like the older you get, the more assertive you get and the more you're able to ask for what you want and the more you even know what you want and what you will take and what you won't take and you're okay with asking for that. So if I wanted to go out with the guy that I was seeing but like what I wasn't self-assured enough to be like self-confident, does he even like me? Does he really want to go out with me? Am I bothering him? Now I just don't care. You know, if I want to do something, if I want to call, I call and I don't obsess over it and I don't plan what I'm doing with everybody else around the hopes that he might, you know, he might come around and say, oh, let's do something tonight. Like, you need to get me when you get me. And if I'm doing something else, I'm doing something else. If I had made plans, I don't break plans anymore, I think, for a guy. I don't jump at the opportunity.
You can't be as, like, obsessive, I think, as we used to be. That's exactly right. Oh, I had plans, so I canceled them because he is around. And wait a minute, he only has this time frame. I used to do, oh, you do? Okay, then I'll change everything to be around. Shouldn't be that way.
You can't.
Not at this age.
No, and you'll drive yourself crazy because then when he doesn't call or when he makes other plans, you've just, you know, screwed yourself on both fronts. You can't be with him and whoever you had the plans with, your girlfriends, what have you, now you're not with them anymore either. So you're just kind of alone obsessing, and I think that that's a big one.
I am going to answer this on behalf of the single girls out there and all of my horrible single memories, which is that I hope that now girls have a lot more self-respect for themselves than they did when we were in our early 20s. I look back now of some of the things I did and I was like, why did you do that? Why did you lower? And I don't mean lower myself because the guy wasn't as good as me. I just mean, why did you rush things and do things you actually ended up regretting or even in the moment knowing was not right?
Yeah.
But I would just do them. And you don't feel good about yourself the next day. And you know what? No relationship is perfect. Lisa knows that Dan and I did not start in this amazing place that we're in now. Yeah. We actually started in a place that I would never recommend to myself now to accept the things I accepted from him then.
You guys are really the exception, not the rule. Like, you guys were kind of this classic, you know, thing that you see in movies and things like that, that it was kind of like, oh my goodness, like, what's going on there? But the end up result being what everybody wanted it to be in those movies. Like, oh, he's different. And it ended up being exactly that.
It really
but did. You knew back then, you're kind of like, not sure if this is what you should be doing. And
well, I had to make a stand at some point. When you think you're in a relationship, you know you're in one with somebody, and they pull that classic guy move. No, we're not. We're not in a relationship. Yeah. This isn't a relationship. So then I didn't speak to him for a month because, you know what? Yes, we are in one. And if you don't want to be in one, then I don't want to. I don't want to do whatever it is you think we're doing anymore.
That's the hardest one.
And that was a really rough month for me. And I went on dates from OkCupid, and every single date I went on, I thought of him and how much better it would have been with him. And then ultimately, we kind of got back. But in the beginning, he still was trying to play some of those games still. And I was like, "Are you in this? Or are you not in this?"
Yeah.
And then it. And then it just worked, but
that's a huge one, I think, for people our age, too, because you get into this, like, fake playing house dating thing where they're not willing to say, you know, even at first, that you're their girlfriend or whatever, and you don't know where you stand. It's like, okay, are you seeing other people? Are you not seeing other people? We're acting like this is a relationship, like this is a partnership. Why can't it just be what it is? Why does it have to be so difficult?
And don't do that. Don't settle for like you're in one when they're not going to give you the benefits that you deserve of being their girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the thing is relationships are hard, but there's some perks to it, and you should get those perks and not only the, you know.
Yeah.
Guys are so petrified of stigmas and labels. All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the, you know, the same thing with, I think every girl goes through that. When they're, right before they get into a serious relationship, it's that question of like, well, are we or aren't we? What are we? And they, the guy, girls too, but for the most part, in my experience, the guy always kind of like steps back a little bit and then they're not around as much and just like you said.
People are afraid of settling. Like, it's like the bigger, better thing.
Like, you're going to find something, better than me.
Yeah.
And especially, we all know obviously impossible, especially at this age, too, because I think they're afraid that, wait, if I do this, this might be the person I marry. And am I ready to get married? And they're thinking, like, 20 steps ahead.
Yeah. Where it's like, just enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Let's see where it goes.
Day by day. Let's see.
You like being with somebody, like being with them and be with them as much as possible. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like this one. This is more of a statement than a question. What is the worst way to break up with somebody? Or what was the worst way somebody broke up with one of you ladies?
Oh, God.
You've broke up with somebody or they've broken up with you. Worst way.
Well, the worst way is obviously a post-it, as taught by us with Sex and the City. But there are worse ways.
That is pretty bad.
I think email's pretty bad. Email is pretty... I've never been broken up with or broken up with someone via email, but I do know people who have, and that's probably the most impersonal, most ridiculous way to be broken up with. I've been broken up with by catching a guy out with his ex-girlfriend. So, I mean, that kind of sealed the deal.
But I never get these things. Like, if you want to break up with me, then just break up with me.
And don't date me to begin with. If you aren't ready or if you... I never get that.
I've gotten broken up with via text. And it wasn't even like a couple of dates. It was like we were dating for good 6 months.
Wow.
Broke up with me via text message. And then a couple of days later, apologized to me. I am. by Aiden. Oh, my. Apologized. So
did I, you respond to that
text? Oh, I certainly did. And I abused the shit out of it. I was just really sarcastic, really funny. And then what I did was I took the whole conversation, that the apology and everything that he said on AIM.
Oh, my God.
I copied it. I emailed it to all of my best girlfriends. Just like, look at this f***ing idiot. I can't believe how awful he is. And then one of my best friends made t-shirts for all of us of the conversation and put all of our, like, it was like a group picture of all of us and put it as the backdrop.
Oh my goodness.
And
that's amazing.
A couple of weeks later, we all wore it out to the bar. And he was out, whatever, I totally ignored him, but he had zero idea that that's what those t-shirts was this conversation of him apologizing to me.
What an idiot. Wow, what a girl power. Go ahead, girl.
I love my girlfriends.
That is a really good one. I think that one of my favorites, I mean, this isn't a direct, I'm breaking up with you, but clearly we broke up, was one of my repeat over and over from high school guy. The night before we were supposed to have plans, I was at home visiting my parents. He was at home visiting his parents on Long Island, and I don't hear from him the whole night. I find it weird, but he said he hadn't felt well, whatever, so okay. Woman's intuition, I knew something was wrong. I decided to go to the gym. This, by the way, shows you how old I went to the gym.
One of the three times you've ever seen one?
Yeah, went to the gym with my mother, and we're stopped at a red light in the car, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see him with a girl. Walking in the morning, like, I don't know what they were doing, but I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Wow.
And he was crossing the street, clearly didn't realize I was in the car. Oh, no, I rolled down the window and yelled out his name. I was like, hello? And he comes over to the window and he's like, oh, hey, what's up? What are you doing? Because he probably just didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? And again, he didn't know what to say. And I was like, what are you doing? I mean, eventually the light turned green, so I had to go, but...
Goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. I know what you're doing. Goodbye.
And then I called him a million times, didn't answer them, and then in a text said something like, this is too much for me. I can't do this. Like, I can't do this commitment.
I remember now, this wasn't the final time me and my boyfriend broke up. I had a boyfriend for a few years in college. And at one point, I was away in Boston. He was still in New Jersey. And it was just never right. I mean, we were like long distance pen pals. Every time I would come home and we would see each other for a month, we would want to break up because we just couldn't have that much together time because we couldn't really stand each other. But anyway, so at one point, I think he started getting cold feet about it and didn't want to be with me anymore. I can't believe I have the worst memory. I just block these things out and they come like flooding back. I didn't hear from my boyfriend, who would call me every single day for like 4 days. Couldn't get him on the phone, would call his house, and, like, his mom would say that he was sleeping. And that was, like, in dire states. Like, when I was actually afraid something happened to him. I was, like, trying to contact his friends because this was just, like, not something that he would do. So I ended up going down to Baltimore to visit my friend Josh. And I just remember being like, I think this is his way of breaking up with me. It just, like, the light bulb went off. And he was too much of a coward to, like, say that he, like, wasn't feeling it. Or maybe he, like, cheated on me. I don't know what it was. I wish he would have, because that would have ended it right there. But which would have been saved me a lot of trouble. And then all of a sudden, I, like, hear from him literally probably a week or two later. And we had this long conversation. Ended up hashing it all out. And, you know, got together for, like, another month. And then I broke up with him. But... that was just probably the weirdest one of my life, which I didn't even remember until just now.
I mean, we could do an entire episode on breakups. There are a lot of bad ones.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's do one
more. We'll do one more.
Let's end on a happier note.
What is your perfect Valentine's Day date? Had one? Or what do you envision?
I mean, it might sound lame, but the Valentine's Day that I will probably have tonight is exactly what I want. I would imagine that he will probably get me some type of chocolate item because I actually love chocolate. And we'll go to this dinner and we'll have, first of all, we're going at 7:30, by the way.
So you can be in bed by 9:30.
I'm literally 90 years old. 7:30. But, you know, we'll extend it. We'll have drinks. We'll have appetizers. We'll have a dessert. We'll have after-dinner drinks. Like, we'll have a nice, long dinner together. And then, yeah, we'll go home and we'll. That's it.
That's
but,
nice.
Like, I'm really excited. He's my favorite person to spend time with. So just to hang out together is all I want.
Mine would be Bruce will pick me up. Bruce Willis, by the way. We're on a first name basis. Bruce would pick me up. We'd go to the Palm. Paparazzi would take a bunch of pictures. Then we'd go dancing. And then I would go and be in a movie because I'm going to be famous. Oh, wait. Sorry. That was not. No, really. I think what you said is lovely. For me, it's not about what I actually do. I could have, if I'm with the right person, I could literally have fun anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. You know, I think I like activity type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like, because I treat myself to food every day. You know, it's not one of those things that it's a special occasion for me to go to a restaurant.
Well, you would probably like, which we were going to do, but they weren't playing any movie I was interested in. There's a movie theater in Williamsburg that you can eat and drink while you watch
the
movie.
Yeah, I love those.
We really wanted to do that, but I wasn't interested in the movies. You would love that.
Yeah. Oh, they have those in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we've gone to.
Those are
so
fun.
That actually, I would probably like to do a move like a matinee or like, you know, of like an old movie. One of my old favorite, romantic old movies is Philadelphia Story with Katharine Hepburn. It's one of my favorites. It Happened One Night with Clark Gable.
Yeah.
I would love to see one of those and then go out for like drinks and dinner.
Yeah.
I think that would be really nice.
Yeah.
Just depends on with who.
Lovely.
Hear that out there? That's all I need. It's all I want.
Hear that future OkCupid date?
Oh God, don't remind me. All right. So
this was really fun.
This was fun. This was, again, like cathartic.
Yeah.
I would go and listen to my Spotify on my computer and just drown myself in Sinead O'Connor and all those sad Dashboard songs and just
I haven't thought about that emo music and
that sense. Emo screaming infidelities type music is timeless. I mean, talk about just brutally abusing yourself this Valentine's Day. And I suggest that everyone does that too, because if you try to ignore it and pretend like it doesn't affect you, just embrace it, you know?
Just one day.
Embrace the love if you have it, or embrace the lonely if you are it.
It's great. Go out with your single girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I used to love to do when I was single on Valentine's Day. It doesn't just have to be with a significant other. It could be for people that you just genuinely love.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a love day, man.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I like embracing the romantic kind of sad, slit your wrist part of it.
Hey,
that's my thing.
Whatever works for you guys, that's what we want you to do. And we're excited.
Yeah, it's a great day. So spread the love every day, but especially today. Do a little extra effort to tell the people that you love them. And have fun. Like Mamu said, I mean, go out. It's a great excuse for single people to piss and moan and
get wasted.
Totally cynical. You know, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity to just say what you wanted to say about hating being single. Or if you're on the other side, like Justine, to have a lovely night with the man who put a ring on it. So
aww.
We wish you guys a lovely night.
Thanks.
I'll let you know how my night goes, and we're going to go pick my OkCupid date.
Right.
So we've got to love it or hate it, as we do every week, but I don't know what mine's going to be.
I feel like we kind of, in a way, have now talked about what we love and hate about this topic, and clearly there's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the song that's in our head, of all things, is...
Sing it.
Riding Dirty.
Gonna catch me riding dirty.
It just happened before we came in here.
It just so happens to be in our heads.
It happens
it's
to
a
be
great
a,
one.
It's a great one.
It's a classic.
And that's a shout out to...
They hate it.
And also, if you are like my very best friend Kathleen, shout out, you can change the words to, gotta catch me fat and dumpy. That's why it's in my head.
Love it.
She's calling me fat and dumpy all week, so... this was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Justine, thank you for your always very insightful... In advice for everybody. I always think that you have good advice. I've always trusted you to be a very good source of
thank you, Lisa.
Very down to earth info, because you've been on both sides. So
I certainly have.
Hopefully, you know, we're not really qualified psychologists. Maybe we helped somebody.
Yeah, I think we did.
All right.
And thanks for your input, guys. We really appreciated it.
Yeah, thanks for sending in all your stuff, and we'll do more stuff like that, because that was super fun to hear from everybody.
So we'll see you guys next week.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.